Ernest Hemingway and Virginia Woolf did it standing up. Mark Twain and Truman Capote preferred to do it lying down. Ben Franklin and Victor Hugo liked to do it naked. And it's been said Thomas Edison did it best after a power nap. Maya Angelou enjoyed doing it first thing in the morning, and Barack Obama says he does it best between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. Keith Richards of the Rolling Stones does it only after eating some shepherd's pie, and Eddie Van Halen liked having a bowl of M&Ms on hand while doing it, once all the brown ones were removed. Throughout history, the most prolific artists, thinkers, and entrepreneurs have discovered they get their best creative and innovative work done under specific conditions. It's something unique to each individual, something most of us only figure out through experimentation and observation, if we ever figure it out at all. You and your teams most likely have your own preferences or requirements for feeling maximally creative, effective, and resilient, whether or not you've ever sat down to think about it. Some of your needs may feel unique and quirky, others more typical. But no matter what, taking a good hard look and getting very honest with yourself about what you really need to feel your best and learning why you often don't get your needs met is the foundation of exceptional performance. And learning how to help your teams get their needs met so they can flourish is the cornerstone of exceptional leadership. According to Abraham Maslow, the grandfather of all needs research, our needs fall largely into two categories: deficiency needs and growth needs. Deficiency needs are those things without which we tend to suffer: food, sleep, water, shelter, basic human connection. Growth needs are those things that we need to feel like we are living to our full potential: belonging, affirmation, intellectual challenge, access to the outdoors, and so on. Leading with heart is hard emotional labor. We can't begin the process of learning how to show up emotionally for ourselves and our teams while we are feeling hangry, unrested, unsafe, or uninspired. As coaches, we tend to focus first on helping our clients understand and calibrate their own needs. Once they have optimized their own needs profile, they are in a better place to get curious about their team's needs and help them flourish as well. Our goal in this first chapter is to help you see more clearly the practices, conditions, and environmental factors that you and your team need to feel your most energized, resourceful, and resilient. Also, we hope you will gain awareness around what things sap your energy, kill your creative juices, or make you more risk-averse. Even more important than gaining that awareness, however, is having conversations around what stands in the way of getting your own needs met and how you can help your teams get theirs met. Through a series of stories and exercises, we will seek to help you better understand what these unconscious or unexpressed needs really are and give you some baseline language to begin to have conversations about your needs. The Need System. Building upon Maslow. As coaches, we think about needs as an integrated system. In contrast to the hierarchy of needs that Maslow first developed in 1943 that included food, water, shelter, love, belonging, esteem, and self-actualization, our need system model has three main components: physical needs, emotional needs, and environmental needs. We noticed in our work with clients that our needs are not necessarily met in the linear hierarchy first proposed by Maslow, in which physical needs must be met before emotional needs, and so on. We've found that we can actually have some higher needs met while not getting other lower needs met. Later in his life, Maslow came to the same conclusion, and recent research supports this theory. We see this phenomenon at play both in companies where we coach and in our travels. In some parts of the developing world, we've met people who barely had their basic food and shelter needs met, yet they seem to be filled with joy and laughter because their emotional needs of connection and community had been met in spades. Additionally, different people have different requirements for various types of needs. Deciphering that unique needs map for ourselves and others unlocks our ability to dive deeper into the leading with heart model. As outlined above, we think about needs at three levels. First, we've found that high-performing leaders have physical needs far beyond the basics required to survive. They want to thrive. Thus, they often have additional needs, such as diets and sleep schedules calibrated to their unique bodies, tailored exercise routines, and mindfulness practices. We'll get more into the specifics later, but let's just say for now that you are not crazy for saying things like, "I really need to work out today." We believe you. That is an actual need.